Blog Talk Radio.
This is the E.L. Moore Journal. I am the host and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest Moore. Here we go. I had some problems trying to get into Blog Talk Radio at the beginning of the show, but I am in now. I hope I am broadcasting and that it's getting through to Blog Talk Radio and is being recorded. You kind of never know what's going to happen with Blog Talk Radio. It's a lot of bugs. So let's get on with the show. Today is Sunday, January 23rd in the year 2022. Let me say that again, in the year 2022. I had to start the show a little later today at 9:30 p.m. Because of problems I was having earlier today. But looks like we're ready to go. I got about an hour and a half. It's blocked off here on Blog Talk Radio. I have a lot to talk about today. Again, I am planning to do the shows regularly now from now on. And on Blog Talk Radio, I will be uploading the episodes as podcasts, probably to Podbean and other platforms to promote it. There's a lot going on in the world and in this country. It seems like everything has gone crazy now that Biden has taken over. One of the main madness or causes of madness in this country now that's been going on for, I think, what's 2 years, almost two, over 2 years, is this COVID-19 stuff. It continues to be in the news. It dominates the news on network TV, on radio, every day, all day. COVID, 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 COVID this, COVID that. Get a shot. Get a booster. Wear a mask. Oh, you have to listen. You have to follow the science. Now, in another show, I'll go into more detail, and I will discuss the science. Maybe I can get someone on the show. The science does not back up their claims that you have to wear a mask. These are scare tactics. The science has proven for a long time that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity. And on top of all this, this country has never shut down its economy over any kind of epidemic or even a pandemic. I don't think we've had one that's been hyped as much as this COVID-19. To me, it is just a media diversion tactic. And specifically to draw attention away from our president, Sloppy Joe. I won't go into detail tonight. That's for another show. I could go on and on and on and on about that. But I am very tired of COVID. I'm sure most, if not all, the people that are listening to this show, either tonight or sometime in the future, will agree. They've got to put a lid on this COVID madness. The other big event, or the other big stories in the news now, are all of the killings. Here in Los Angeles, every day somebody gets killed, or two or three murders, either killed by guns, killed by stabbings, getting run over by a car, all kinds of stuff. It's just really wild now. And not only in Los Angeles, but all across the country, every day there's some kind of murders going on. It is totally crazy. There was, in New York, a man pushed a lady in front of a subway train. Now that's pretty crazy. Here in Los Angeles, you have people being killed by these whacked out homeless people. There are a bunch of whack jobs walking the streets of Los Angeles. They call them homeless, but these are individuals that are criminally insane. They are displaying psychotic symptoms. And we are just like conditioned to just like say, just tolerate it. He's crazy. He's homeless or something. Let him sit there and talk to himself and et cetera, et cetera. But they're all over Los Angeles. A young girl just got killed up there in, I think it's Beverly Hills. At a furniture store, this whacked out homeless guy comes in and stabs her to death. I don't know all the circumstances around that, but that's pretty crazy. And I will not go into more detail about that right now. That's probably subject matter for another show. For this show, I'm going to talk about the movies to try to be on a lighter point. I did go see a movie yesterday, but it also now feeds into this thing about all of these murders. See, this was at a theater, one of the AMC theaters. Look it up here on my computer. This was an AMC dine-in theater. And I saw a movie called, it's a new release, The 355. Now, this was a well-made movie. I could tell that it had a big budget. And it was good acting, but it's nothing but violence all the way through, hardly any sex. And it's about these ladies that are spies and they're going out killing and fighting. That's the whole movie. It's just violence, fighting and shooting up people, killing people. And you wonder why there's so many murders going on, especially all of these gun murders. But now the fight scenes were pretty good, but they're kind of unbelievable because you got these ladies that are kicking, beating up old men. You know, maybe they're experts in martial arts, black belts and something, but you would assume that these men, they're criminals or they work for the FBI or CIA. They're well trained also. I just can't see that a woman could just beat them all up and run all over them. So I didn't even stay for the whole movie. I walked out. But it's a good movie, and if you like just violence and fighting all the way through, action, they call it action, that's your movie. So that's my movie for the week. That's the only one I've seen so far. Now I move to the main subject, and that's what I'm here for. These probate cases in Los Angeles. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but because Jerry Brown, back in his administration, they're running this recession stuff down, which he liked to do, and Gavin Newsom liked to do. Even though, just I think at the end of his term, he said, I got a budget surplus. But at that time, he said, we're in a big recession. I got to cut everything back. So one of the big cuts that came down was cuts to our judicial system here in California. And the effect that this had in Los Angeles is that, well, one of the things that it had in Los Angeles, now they cut back on a lot of the personnel in the courts in Los Angeles. They took out bailiffs in some of the civil cases. Civil cases take a much longer to get to trial, and you got to pay for your own court reporter. But the other thing they did is that now they made the Stanley Moss Courthouse, which is the courthouse that the Britney Spears case is in, the only court that is hearing probate cases. So since that time, all of the probate cases in Los Angeles County have to come through the Stanley Moss Courthouse. That's why we see all of these high-profile cases recently, like the Britney Spears case, coming through the Stanley Moss Courthouse. Now, the first one that I will mention is the Nichelle Nichols case, and I'm going to give her top billing this time because of some issues that I'm going to bring up in comparison of the Nichelle Nichols case and the Britney Spears case. So I'm going to mention her case first before I go into the Britney Spears case. There's a lot going on in both of these cases. In the Nichelle Nichols case, I was doing some research on her case, and I had mentioned in my last show that I felt that the Free Britney people had forgotten about me. Well, I was wrong. It's not entirely right. Some of the others have not responded to my attempts to contact them. But I was contacted by a lady that was or is the friend of Nichelle Nichols. One article, I think the LA Times, they describe her as a successor to Nichelle Nichols. That is an Angelique Fawcett. I have been talking to her about her case, which is actually very interesting to me because, unfortunately for her, we have the same dirty judge on our cases And that judge is Judge Anna Maria Luna. Now, when I found that out, and I just found this out recently, that Luna had that case, I started feeling sorry for Nichelle Nichols, because I knew that Judge Luna was pulling something dirty in her case without even hearing any of the details. And after talking to Angelique Fawcett, I see that is the case. Now, I've been trying to get Angelique to come on the show to give everybody an update as to what's going on with the Nichelle Nichols case. I hope sometime in the future she will come on the show and give us an in-depth update about the Nichols case. The thing about Nichelle Nichols, and for those of you that don't know who she is the lady that was on the original Star Trek TV show, which goes way back to when I was a little kid. She was, I believe her name was Lieutenant Uhura. She was the communication specialist on Star Trek, the original TV show. And then later in the when they went to movies, she was in the movies also. Now, as a little kid, I grew up, or should I say we grew up, because there was a lot of people that saw that show. With Nichelle Nichols in our living rooms. If I believe correctly, the Star Trek was on every day. But it was a big deal when we were kids, because it was, you know, about the future, it was real modern and traveling in space, et cetera, et cetera. So just about everybody watched Star Trek, or you would see parts of the show as you're turning around the channels, et cetera, et cetera. Now, in 2022, with the same, and now Nichelle Nichols' case is in the same courtroom as, courthouse as Britney Spears. That's the Stanley Moss Courthouse, where my case is. But Britney Spears has another judge on her case. That is a Brenda Penny. But Brenda Penny is the probate supervising judge over all of the judges in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. And I don't know if I'll have time to go into this more now, but I have been filing, I've filed complaints to her, the supervising judge, about my probate case and this current judge, Anna Maria Luna, who is nothing but a criminal. She should not be practicing law. She should not be acting as a judge in that courthouse. From the interviews that I did with Angelique Fawcett, I could see that and other people. Now, I've talked to, there's another victim that I'm working with who was a victim of Anna Maria Luna. And I've talked to her in detail about what Judge Anna Maria Luna is doing in her case. And there's common threads of criminal misconduct by Judge Luna. One is that she doesn't allow certain individuals that she's prejudiced against to present critical evidence. And that's the same, and she did the same thing in the Nichelle Nichols case. She does that in my case. And this other lady has reported that she has done that also in her case. She will lie. She's a pathological liar. And she's trying to protect the other criminal, either the lawyers or the litigants in the case or the conservator, as in the Nichelle Nichols case, which is flat out elder abuse by the judge, who is a judicial officer in the court. She does this on a regular basis. I hope I can get Angelique Fawcett to come on the show to talk about what's been going on with her case, with Nichelle Nichols. I don't want to go into detail with it now because I don't have any documents. I would like to get some transcripts and court documents to back up what she has reported to me so that I could actually make very specific allegations against Judge Luna. So far, basically, I have my cases, my court documents and transcripts to back up what she has done to me in my case. I am trying to get criminal charges filed against Judge Anna Maria Luna. She should be in jail. And I've demanded this from the supervising judge, Brenda Penny. Now, my first request to her about referring out to law enforcement agencies came when I filed a declaration in the Britney Spears case. This was a declaration requesting relief for the victims of the probate court and in support of the termination of the conservatorship of the person and the estate of Britney Spears. And I went into some details about why they should terminate the conservatorship for Britney Spears, and based it mostly on the fact that all of the judges all of the probate judges in the Stanley Miles courthouse are corrupt. And I presented evidence from my case and from the Britney Spears case in that declaration to back that up. And at the end, I asked for some specific requests for relief, which included that Brenda Penny refer certain individuals like Samuel Ingham, who was the guardian ad litem for Britney Spears and my mother, out for criminal prosecution. And the judge in my probate case, Judge Luna, plus several reforms. You can see my declaration on my website for the Justice Channel that I'm building. It's in the blog section. I believe I titled it Advocacy Declaration in Support of the Termination of the Judicial Approved Gang Rape of the Britney Spears Estate. That was my other justification that I used, that her conservatorship should be terminated because it's merely a court-approved gang rape of her estate. And the latest hearing in the Britney Spears case is proving me out to be correct. There was a hearing on January 19th, 2022 in the Britney Spears case. They are in the recovery phase now. The conservatorships have been terminated, and her lawyer is trying to recover the huge amounts of money that were, I would say, stolen I don't know if I could say that at this point. Let's say, or I would say misappropriated from her estate. And her lawyer is conducting what they call discovery, where he is investigating from examining all the financial documents from the conservators, one of them being her father. And that was the main focus for this hearing. And at this hearing, they're reporting that it got very heated. The attorney for Britney Spears was calling the attorney for her father a liar. And I hear that he got loud and he accused him of several types of misconduct. Let's put it that way. If you examine the court documents that were filed, you would see that the Britney Spears' father has done very extensive violations as a conservator in her case, in that he just went hog wild with her money while he was her conservator. And it goes on and on and on and on. I will just touch on a few things right now. There are some lawyers on YouTube that are reviewing all of the documents on the Britney Spears case. I have published some of their videos on my TJCLA.com website. That's the website for the Justice Channel. One of them is That Surprise Witness, who is on YouTube. She's a lawyer, and she does very good review. Actually, these reviews are excellent for law students. You will learn a lot about probate litigation in these reviews and how corrupt it is in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. And it's not just in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. I don't have time to go into that, all of that, but we're getting victims all up and down the state of California, all across the country. But Britney Spears' father was taking millions of dollars. He was buying properties. He was selling properties. Now, you, as a conservator, you're supposed to get court approval before you buy a property or you sell a property. He didn't even do that. He just buying properties, selling properties. Some of the properties he sold were pennies on a dollar to family members or friends. One property he sold, he said, well, it was to void a tax debt. And Britney Spears' lawyer investigated and found out the tax debt was about $37. That's how crazy it was. And apparently he had spent a lot of money on private investigators to wiretap Britney Spears, to listen into her in her bedroom and to put a GPS monitor on her and follow her around. Crazy stuff like that. And all of that is illegal for a conservator to do. He was also spending millions of dollars on attorneys. And they still haven't justified why he had to spend that much on those attorneys. Most of it was to take care of his businesses. Now, he was buying properties and he started businesses. And basically, he was self-serving himself with Britney's money. All of that is just totally illegal. Now, the court, but this is the killer, and this is what they're not saying in the mainstream media reports. Now, you hear that the mainstream media did report that her father is suspected of taking $30 million or something like that. But they don't mention the fact that the court approved most of this stuff or didn't even try to stop it, including the court-appointed guardian ad litem, Samuel Ingham, on her case. Who was the guardian, the court-appointed guardian ad litem, one of the court-appointed guardian ad litems of my mother. So I have had some personal dealings with Samuel Ingham. He's a rat. He's nothing but a criminal. And he's stupid. He should be in jail. But this is what the mainstream media is not reporting, is that they, all of this was either approved by the court or it wasn't, the court didn't any, do anything to stop it or even to look into it. Now, this went on for 14 years. So there is no way that you can't say that the court or the judges have liability in this also. They're just going to try to skirt around this. This was the judge's responsibility. It is totally, it's unbelievable. You need to go to YouTube and listen to these lawyers talk about or reviewing these court documents in the Britney Spears case. It is just unbelievable that something like this would go on and on and on. Now, one of these lawyers happens to be a former LA district attorney. And her name is Emily Baker. And she has a YouTube channel also. And she's reviewing the Britney Spears case in detail and going through all of the documents. And the one that she published about the January 19th, 2022 hearing is actually very good. And she is saying that this is ripe for criminal prosecution, and there's actually investigators either from the DA's office and the FBI that are looking into filing criminal charges in the Britney Spears case, which is very good to me. That is some good news. That's what needs to be done. But they're not talking about filing criminal charges against the judges. She mentioned, there was conservatorship laws broken, which would include elder abuse. I mean, dependent adult abuse. Britney Spears would fall under a dependent adult in this case. But still, the elder abuse laws apply to dependent adults. So got to clear my throat here. I hope they file some criminal charges. And I am trying to get people to realize that a lot of this is the result of unethical, immoral, and criminal judges that are operating in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. Now, that's why I have published a petition on change.org calling for the Los Angeles District Attorney to file criminal charges against all of the judges in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. But in my petition, in the narrative, I focus on the probate court. But I'm getting reports on my YouTube channels that all of the courts are dirty. The eviction courts, family law courts. And I've been getting a lot of complaints about family law. People are really complaining about that. So I just included all the judges because they must know what's going on. If they don't, they should not be on that bench. The way that they're elected is really flaky. I will have to do another show on that. Some of these judges, and I mentioned that in one of the articles that I'm about to publish on my blog, on my website, is that now some of these judges, they put their names on the ballot. Excuse me. Got to clear my throat. Should be back now, I hope. These judges basically put their name on a ballot. They don't do much of a campaign. You never see them at any debates, and people don't know anything about them. And if they just get one vote, I think one judge didn't get any votes. They get elected as a judge in the superior courts. Now, other judges are appointed. I believe these are the referees. They're appointed by other judges. A lot of them are flaky. And in the federal courts, the judges are appointed by politicians. And I think politicians can appoint judges to the superior court also. But that has to be examined. All of that has to be reformed. And I do cover that in my, I have a blog article about reforming our election system. Our election system is totally corrupt. And it's rigged. A lot of these elections are rigged. And it's usually people that have a lot of money. That's why you have so many rich people becoming politicians, or you find that they're being backed by billionaires like Soros, who they say put in George Gascon in office. But there's a lot of questions that come out of these elections, which I'll go into more detail in another show, but for the last district attorney's office election, there was just George Gascon and Jackie Lacey, the top two candidates. And there was a bunch of stuff that hit mainstream media about how corrupt Jackie Lacey is and that she doesn't have support by Black Americans. How could she be a top contender in that election? And people are already talking about how bad George Gascon is because he has a track record from San Francisco, which is horrible. So I can't believe American people would vote for either one of them on a big scale. And that explains why the turnout is so low. They keep saying, oh, well, people aren't coming out. We don't know why. We have to consolidate elections and change election dates and give everybody mail-in ballots and all this stuff. We should have a better choice of candidates. American citizens got to take control of our electoral system, electoral process. I have one method I think would work. Again, that's one of my blog articles. I'll do another show on that. But now back to the Britney Spears case. So in this last hearing, you have revelations or solid evidence that her father was stealing millions of dollars and wasting millions of dollars from her estate, just having a real good time. You got a bunch of lawyers. He was spending millions of dollars on lawyers. They haven't even mentioned all the names of the lawyers involved. It looks like the lawyer he's got now is a rat. He shouldn't get paid. And I'm glad to see Britney Spears' lawyer is trying to get the money back from Samuel Ingham. I think more of that's going to come out in the future. That's going to be a big thing. There's a lot more to come. there was a management company that was apparently the lady was in cahoots with her father, and they were getting gigs for Britney Spears. And I really feel sorry for Britney Spears. Now, they were getting most of the money that she made and her father. That's how crazy this is. They were getting most of the money, haven't accounted for what they did. They're supposed to be, as conservators, they're supposed to be using her finances to increase her estate and growing her estate. They're not supposed to be using that money for self-serving purposes and starting their own businesses and paying their own bills. That's totally illegal. So all of that is going to come out in the future. This is probably going to go on for another year or maybe longer. And there's going to be some more disturbing evidence to come out of this investigation. I'm sure it's going to end up going to trial, and we will see how this judge is on her case, Brenda Penny, who's a supervising probate judge, whether or not she's going to try to protect all of these criminal lawyers and conservators in her case. So there's probably going to be several trials to try to recover these funds, which I say shouldn't even have to go to trial, because there's obviously criminal activity going on here. And we're not talking about some mistaken accounting and someone forgot to pay a bill here and there. We're talking millions of dollars. So there will probably be a trial or several trials, maybe two or three trials coming up in the near future. And unfortunately now in probate litigation, they don't have jury trials. So it's up to this one dirty judge to make all the decisions. So we'll see if Judge Penny just blows everything off. She can just go through a whole trial. Now, these trials are expensive, and Britney Spears is paying for it. They have to go through what they call this discovery process, and then they have to go through, get prepared for the trial, put down all of their witnesses, and come up with a notebook with all of their evidence for the trial. And they come in for the trial, and they do the trial, and then Judge Penny is going to make the decision on it. And she can just say, oh, well, just blow it off and say, no, I don't agree. You don't have to pay back that money. And they don't have to go to appeals. That should spark a bunch of demonstrations, hopefully from the Britney Spears people and others. People need to wake up and see that this so-called courthouse is totally corrupt. And it's been my experience now, it goes to, if Judge Penny blows off the trial, it will have to go to appeal in the appellate court. And it's been my experience that the appellate court is told just as dirty. They're basically all in cahoots. And in fact, I know from my own research that many of the judges that go to the appellate court come from Stanley Mosk probate department. So that shows the type of integrity that the appellate court has. But we will see. In the near future, there's going to be a lot coming out of the Britney Spears case. I hope that some criminal charges get filed. against the people in the Britney Spears case and the judges in the Stanley Moss courthouse. That's why I have my petition up there on change.org. You can link to it from my website. It's on the homepage, the Justice Channel website. That's tjcla.com. You can link to it from there and sign the petition. I don't know if I'm going to leave it on change.org. I had some problems with change.org. I've gotten a lot of complaints from other people about change.org. Their support is real flaky. I don't know who's running that website. I've been trying to contact their support people since I've put that petition up there. And nobody has contacted me yet from change.org. So to make a long story short, I'm looking at other platforms to publish that petition. I am going to reach out to the Recall George Gascon campaign to see if they will sponsor my petition and actually list me or my victims group as victims of the district attorney's office. Now, I have filed criminal complaints with the district attorney's office. I haven't heard back from them yet. So we will see. I hope I get some donations. If I can raise enough money, I will actually start a billboard campaign and put that graphic there that you see on my petition where I call the judges in the Stanley Moss courthouse the Black Robe Mafia. And I have pictures of several judges that I know are criminal from my own experience that I've had cases with. I want to put that on billboards throughout Los Angeles County. Now, the fact is people can sign that petition. You don't have to live in Los Angeles or California. If you're a citizen of this country and you see the criminal nature of what's going on in the Stanley Moss courthouse, please sign that petition, no matter what platform I have. And eventually I am going to start doing demonstrations at the district attorney's office here in downtown LA, probably once a week, as we did for Jackie Lacey. Now, I have a video that I published up on YouTube where I had filmed a demonstration against Jackie Lacey. This was way before the last election and the events that hit the media with Black Lives Matter and the Black Lives Matter movement. And we were trying to get Jackie Lacey to file criminal charges against police officers. And just before the last election that she lost, they were doing demonstrations at the district attorney's office on a weekly basis to try to get her out. So that's what I'm hoping to do again. And hopefully maybe I can team up with the Recall Gascon people. George Gascon is just Jackie Lacey on steroids. And Jackie Lacey was a protege of Steve Cooley. All of them are corrupt. A lot of the government here in Los Angeles is corrupt. And Steve Cooley, as well as Jackie Lacey, were protecting criminal cops, killers in Los Angeles County. And George Gascon is just is like Jackie Lacey and Steve Cooley on steroids. He's just gone totally off. So I am hoping, though, that this will put pressure on him to try to keep his job. If I can get this to come out in the media to show how corrupt the Stanley Moss courthouse is, which is down the street from the district attorney's office. It's down the street from the Kenneth Hahn Hall of Administration, where the LA County Board of Supervisors has their meetings, where they operate on a regular basis. And I have reported the corruption in that courthouse consistently to the LA County Board of Supervisors since 2017. So there's no excuse for this to be going on for this long. Absolutely no excuse. And now it's taken the Britney Spears case to bring this out in the mainstream media and to get all of this attention. And it raises a lot of questions. Now, because I have been going to the media for years, going back to about 10 years, trying to get them to pick up on my case. They will not do it. Well, they haven't done it yet. That's why I started producing my own media. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Now, we see in the Britney Spears case that they are focusing on her family members. They're not saying much about the court-appointed so-called attorney for Britney Spears, and they're not saying anything about the judges. My other question is, why is it that the Britney Spears case is actually getting more attention and more exposure than the Nichelle Nichols case? As I mentioned before, Nichelle Nichols was on TV every day in people's homes back in the 60s. We grew up with her. She was in the Star Trek movies. Why is it that the Britney Spears case gets more attention than the Nichelle Nichols case? And why is it the media is not mentioning the fact that both of these cases are in the Stanley Moss courthouse and there's corruption going on that's being allowed by the judges in those cases? Now, some of the media, there's been some developments in the state legislature. Just after this last hearing in the Britney Spears case, they're saying that they've come out with some reform or changes in the law for conservatorships. And he did mention that not everybody is getting exposure on mainstream media, and that there's a lot of other victims. He didn't say how extensive it is, but it is very extensive as far as conservatorships. And he's just talking about, now the reforms that they're doing is just focused on conservatorships. With the probate courts, now there's probate conservatorships and there's probate trust litigation, which are totally out of control. And where there's a lot of money involved in big estates, then it just really gets horrendous. But the changes in the law that I heard about were just for the conservatorships. Apparently they're going to make it harder for people to be put in conservatorships, and easier for them to get out of conservatorships, which is just basically a drop in the ocean. If you look at the laws for conservatorships, it's not supposed to be that easy to put someone in a conservatorship. You have to show that this person is not able to handle their finances and function fully on a day-to-day basis. And that's why in the Britney Spears case, they did not have a sound medical diagnosis to use as full justification to put her in conservatorship. The whole case is bogus. Technically, they did not have jurisdiction over her. The conservatorship was set up, I would say, illegally. If not illegally, it was real sloppy. And that goes back to Samuel Ingham. Her guardian litem should have made sure that was set up properly. Unfortunately, Britney Spears didn't know what she should be asking for. And this lawyer she had was misguiding her to think that she couldn't change lawyers. And he was not doing his job. This is the so-called conservator. I mean guardian ad litem for Britney Spears. So there was no excuse for that at all. That case is just bogus from the beginning to the end, 14 years of court corruption and just theft of her estate. They were just looting her estate left and right. So these new so-called reforms and changes in the laws are no big deal. There's a lot more that needs to be changed. They need to have more oversight and control of the judges that are supposed to be administering justice in our judicial system, and specifically in the probate courts, whether it's probate conservatorships or probate litigation. So there's a lot more that needs to be done. I am suggesting, actually demanding some reforms, and I've made suggestions as far as what should be done. And I am setting up a support group for the victims of the probate courts. I'm demanding the government give me funding for the reforms that I want, including more legal services for self-represented litigants in the court. We're starting with the Stanley Moss Courthouse, which is in my petition that I have published on change.org. Now, the other thing that I want to get to, I don't have much more time left. Now, I mentioned my declaration. After I filed my declaration in the Britney Spears case, I served it on everybody that's on her service list. And one of these people that was or that is on her on the service list was a lady at the Los Angeles Southern California ACLU. That is Amanda Gold. I didn't hear back from her. This is going a couple months now. So I sent in a request on their website to see if they would represent me for a federal lawsuit against the judges in my case to help resolve my probate case. I also mailed them a bunch of documents from my case, the most recent thing, to show that the judge is actually covering up a fraudulent accounting, which is totally illegal, and asked for the ACLU to either represent me in a federal lawsuit or take other remedies that they can do, like filing amicus briefs that would help to resolve my case, my probate case. Now I'm going to read you, I finally, time passed and I never heard from them until recently. I got a response in an email or email letter from this Amanda Goad from the ACLU of Southern California. And this is her response. Dear Ernest Moore, last month you contacted the ACLU of Southern California requesting legal assistance in matters related to your mother's conservatorship. I also received the copy of a declaration filed in the Britney Spears matter that you sent in October. Though at the time it was not clear that you were requesting legal assistance from us. We have reviewed your request for legal assistance and regret that we cannot offer you representation. Our inability to assist you at this time is a function of our limited capacity and focus on trying to secure systemic change. It does not reflect any opinion on the merits of your case, and you may wish to contact a private attorney to discuss your legal claims. ACLU SoCal does not generally provide referrals to private attorneys. However, nor do we give legal advice. I wanted to make sure you are aware that California Assembly Member Brian Melenchon, and I can't pronounce his name, I do apologize, Manishin, M-A-I-E-N-S-C-H-E-I-N, just this morning introduced AB-1663, a probate conservatorship reform bill. The ACLU is supporting this bill and hopeful that it will help reduce the harms of the probate conservatorship system in California, including the types of problems you described you and your mother experiencing. If you are interested in learning more about the bill, check out this video. And she put a video link here. Please be aware that the law imposes different deadlines which must be met in each case. If you do not comply with the applicable deadlines, you may be legally barred from pursuing your claims in court. Contacting ACLU SoCal to describe your problem does not mean that ACLU SoCal represents you and will not affect your deadlines. ACLU SoCal cannot give you advice about the deadlines that apply to your case. Protect your rights. You may wish to consult an attorney promptly to find out what deadline may apply in your case. We wish you success in your efforts. Sincerely, Amanda Goad, ACLU of Southern California. Now, I refer to this as the Dear John letter. The ACLU did not represent Britney Spears, but Amanda Goad is listed as an interested party. She's registered as an interested party in the Britney Spears case. So they were monitoring her case. They have not even tried to do that in my case. They did file amicus briefs in the Britney Spears case, or for the Britney Spears case, to support the law that Britney Spears has the right to choose her own attorney in a conservatorship. Not only the ACLU, but there was a bunch of other organizations, many others, that filed amicus briefs for the Britney Spears case, supporting the fact that she could choose her own lawyer. Maybe that helped to finally get her away from Samuel Ingham. I don't know, but that is common. That's a common right in conservatorship cases. But they did that for Britney Spears. and you see what this kind of response they give to me. Now, she mentions that, oh, well, we our priority is not to represent a single person, but we're trying to get systemic changes. Now, if you see the extensive letter that I sent to them, I was asking them, in representing me now in a federal lawsuit, if they are successful with that, again, this is to show that the judge in my case, Anna Maria Luna, did not follow the law, therefore she has not a judge. And it takes away her qualified immunity, and they could go after everything she has, as well as sue the court and overturn all of her decisions. That would affect a lot of other people. I'm thinking about writing them again as the leader of a victims group for the probate court and see if they would represent us as a group. And now these, if they're successful in these lawsuits, then this will bring about a lot of changes in the probate court. And actually the federal courts could make some immediate reforms to that probate court, which needs to be done as soon as possible. Now, they don't have to represent me. There are legal actions that they can take, like filing amicus briefs. One of them being that if we file a affidavit of prejudice, which basically my declaration was against this judge, Anna Maria Luna, she has to get off the case. There's the fact that she made some very corrupt decisions in my case that need to be overturned. I did try to appeal them, but the appellate court just backed them up, where she was obviously lying. This violates my rights. There's a lot of things she's done in my case that violated my right to due process, et cetera, et cetera. That's some things that they could file amicus briefs on. And there's probably a whole lot of other things that they could do that I'm not aware of yet. But they just sent me a Dear John letter saying, oh, we can't do nothing. We're not going to represent you and get a lawyer. Like, they don't know. I've been in this case like 2000. I've been in this case longer than Britney Spears. And if I don't know that I need a lawyer in this case, then it's time to, it shows that I would be a complete idiot. So I am going to try to contact them again. There's some other angles that I will try to play with the ACLU to see if they would either represent me or a group of victims, or to take other actions that would actually bring about systemic changes to that probate court. The fastest way to me is to get criminal charges, especially against those judges. That would be the fastest way, the best way, and the quickest way to bring in some more reforms. Because I see that now it is going slow. I am going to try to go up there to Sacramento to lay in on the legislature, present my evidence to them about all the corruption in my case and other cases of victims that I want to represent, and to show them that they need to go much deeper and have much more sweeping reforms for the probate courts. On the courts in general, and even how these judges are elected. And there needs to be more citizen oversight is what I'm going to push for to the legislature. I need some more people. I need some backing. I need some more people to work with me. I can't do this alone. And of course, it's going to take some money. That's what really gets things changed. It's all about money. So I will continue to fight these things. And as I said before, I will be doing shows on a regular basis now. And I'm trying to increase my visibility for the show. And that is it for today. This January day, the 23rd day in 2022. We made it to 2022. I wonder if we'll make it to next year, 23, with Biden as president. A lot more to come. That is it for the E.L. Moore Journal for today. And going to my exit music. And hopefully you'll be back for to listen to another episode. Hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.more.3538.